HawkFanatic.com is brought to you by Patrick Eads, his son Tyler, and everyone at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. GT Carr and his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Senior Benefits. Wells Fargo Advisors. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Ox Yoke Inn and the Amanas. Streets Maintenance. Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. And Big Dog Tech Solutions. Here's Tom Suter. And from HawkFanatic.com, Pat Hardy.
Okay. Well, we're here. And hopefully we'll be talking to Coach McCollum here in just a moment.
Yep, I was told 9:05. We're going to try to keep it on the minute, since I'm guessing his schedule's pretty...
Oh, you think? What's the word?
I'm not necessarily tight, but regulated, you know, down to the...
Well, I think it probably has to be, you know.
Carve out time to talk to us.
And I imagine he and Jan and Kirk and Coach Brands, they're all kind of like that.
Yeah, they've got a lot to go. My guess is maybe May is maybe the time, and you can ask him that to begin with. I mean, he has been for a year, has just been nonstop.
It's been crazy.
It's been crazy. Actually, you could say for 2 years since he left.
Well, yeah.
Since he left Northwest Missouri State, and I would think maybe this is some time to finally exhale and, you know, look back at what you've accomplished. But again, you're always recruiting.
And we'll find out. Do you ever get a chance to exhale and...
You wonder. But this is the time of year to do that, because then once June comes back, you got summer workouts. But recruiting never stops.
No.
And we were talking about the point guards they're in the 27 and 28 classes. And, I mean, what's the kid? Is it T.J. Jameson?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
He's going to be visiting in June. And I know Ben can't talk about any of these guys on the record. That's why we're talking about him now. It'll be fun catching up with him, because I haven't really spoken to him other than at the baseball game briefly, where he threw out the first pitch since.
And you said he had a pretty good arm.
He did. Well, he actually had good movement on the ball, and I went up and asked him as a former baseball player, and he said, maybe I'll have to remind him. He goes, I was actually probably a better baseball player than basketball. You can just tell when somebody throws a baseball if they've ever played before. And I mean, it was easy for me to, and he ended up playing, I thought, second base, and he said shortstop.
Yeah.
So
he had to have a good arm then. Obviously.
Oh, yeah, especially playing shortstop, yes. Yeah. I mean, third base, a killer shooting.
And you've got to be able to react really quickly as shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, in baseball, shortstop is usually maybe the best athlete on the team. Now, in Little League, the shortstop is usually also the big pitcher who strikes everybody out. You know, I could never do that duo role, though, because I could never field. I could strike guys out, but I was just a terrible fielder. I mean, I couldn't field ground balls. I couldn't catch pop flies. I mean,
I was good.
I had no depth. I had no depth perception.
I was good on the infield.
Baseball's a hard sport to play.
It is. When I was in the outfield, though, I didn't. It was hard.
I had no depth, and I had terrible. No. I had terrible eyes too.
No, that was not.
I started wearing glasses when I was six. Think about
you did?
That. Yeah. Yep. Second.
Well, I didn't
first
even
or second.
Know. And you don't wear glasses now.
I do. These are prescription, and I've got my other glasses out in the car. I don't have them on right now, because what do I need to look at, you and Captain?
I don't know that I've ever seen you wear actual glasses.
Oh, I wear them in here a lot. My wire rims, you just can't see them much, because they kind of blend in to, I don't know if he's got them yet.
I don't know. I do not know. So the Cubs lose again, Jim?
They didn't just lose.
Jesus. So nine straight?
I think it's 10 now.
Jeez.
I'm going to text James and say Captain's trying to...
That is not a bit good.
He's trying him. Captain is trying him now.
I think we've got some luck here.
Oh,
no,
you got?
No, we don't have any luck.
Okay.
We have no luck.
No luck whatsoever.
No luck.
Well, I'm letting James know, because he, you know, James tweeted me this, or texted me this morning saying, you can call us still. Captain is, you guys, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had a peanut butter fold over and snacks, because we had kind of a landslide gathering to talk about our fallen comrade, our guitar player.
Oh, okay.
Started the band with me and passed away a couple weeks ago.
Tuna sandwich.
You had a tuna sandwich?
Yeah.
Pork chop and a little steak on the grill.
Yeah, Teddy Supel. Teddy brought me a tuna sandwich.
From where? Did you make it at home?
No, Jimmy John's.
Oh.
Yes. He's making it. Yes.
You think he washed his hands?
I saw Carol a few days back. Yeah. When last time we were at the casino, Carol was there. Yeah. Had to catch up with her a little bit.
Was she winning?
No.
Hey, I saw that report you had. I'm just curious. Would you guys, Suter, would you spend $4,500 to watch the Knicks play a playoff game?
I wouldn't spend $45 to see the Knicks play.
Would you spend $253,000 to sit near Spike Lee courtside?
I would not. Well, I could not and would not.
Would you do that?
No, but my cousin in California does.
Knicks games?
But not paid for it.
Well, somebody pays for him to sit?
No, he gets his own tickets, and he sits with him, and he sits with Rihanna. Not in New York, but Spike Lee goes to L.A., and they all sit together.
It says he just answered and is waiting.
Well, I'm sorry, but
you don't have him on the line?
No.
Try calling again.
I will try calling again.
Okay.
Your world frightens and confuses me.
Who's my world or Captain's world?
Everybody's world. Right world? Now, yeah.
But no, when I saw that report, I was stunned. And you said tickets for a men's bat is roughly about $500.
I think
so. Somewhere between $20 and $25 a piece.
I think that's right, and I think that's what I came up with last year too.
Okay, in this day and age, that's pretty.
And
affordable.
I think that is pretty affordable.
I mean, it's basically you can see an Iowa basketball game for the cost of what you're going to pay for a steak at Hy-Vee at any store. Now, I mean, I don't think that was ever, that didn't used to be the same.
And it's actually about $10 less than a pound of beef tenderloin.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good deal.
Got him.
I got the coach on.
All right. Well, joining us this morning is Coach Ben McCollum from Iowa Hawkeyes. Ben, I know you have been crazy, crazy, crazy busy ever since you got here and the year before that and the year before that. You're always crazy busy. So what do you do to relax?
I don't know. I don't know what you do relax, really. I haven't figured that out. So if you guys have suggestions, just let me know.
Well, Ben,
I think it's probably... I don't know. I've said it a lot, but I'd probably fish and hang out with my family, and that's about it for relaxation.
So is this the one maybe month where you can relax a little bit schedule-wise? I know things pick up again in the summer, but what is this month? Obviously, you're recruiting. That never stops. But is this month, do you get a chance to slow down a little bit?
Not too much. I mean, I guess probably as much as you can. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the thing is the second you kind of slow up is the second you get behind, and so you got to be a little bit careful how you do that. The nice part is I'm not moving this year.
Okay,
you know,
that's
moved the last 2 years, so that's helpful, and that's certainly given me some peace. But you know, outside of that, not a lot of time to just relax.
So I'm curious, since making the Elite Eight run. Have you noticed a change when you're out recruiting the Iowa brand or whatever? Have you noticed that that's maybe helping you maybe reach a player that you maybe couldn't have a year ago? Have you noticed that yet?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. A little bit. You know, I think that when we call, they'll take your call a little bit quicker.
Okay.
You know, things of that nature. But nothing like earth-shattering. You know, I think ultimately your objective is to try to get them. You know,
sure.
And so... right now they take your calls a little bit, but will they ultimately commit? You know, that's kind of the objective. I think even when we took the job though, we were able to get, you know, places with kids and you know, get a few kids that maybe in the past they wouldn't have gotten. And so it's certainly been, you know, a good, you know, as far as recruiting, it's been good.
I want to talk about your two newcomers, Andrew and Tyreek. I was watching Illinois State play Northern Iowa on TV during the season. I just happened to catch it, and I watched. The one thing I remember about Tyreek was his ability to get to his spots. He really quick, could create space, kind of a quick twitch guy. How much did that stand out to you when you were, of course, recruiting him?
Yeah, I mean, we recruited him at Drake, so
Okay.
We had seen some of the things that, that he could do. Yeah, I mean, getting into the paint and then being able to defend your position.
Yes.
Being able to defend ball screens by yourself, you know, a lot of different things like that, because that'll be helpful with this, just our size behind him, you know. And you know, I thought that was good. I thought his personality was excellent. Great kid, all that. I think the difficult part is there's a perception that somebody's just going to come in and take over for Bennett, and this is really not going to be that way. You know, Bennett's unique, and you know, I think that it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit different looking next year, and you know, hopefully it'll be even better next year than it was this year.
So, does Bennett help you recruit?
Oh yeah, Bennett always helps. Yeah, he'll help the program for forever. But I think just the success that Bennett had, and his development certainly helps in the recruiting process, because you're telling guys, hey, we can actually develop that. Mm-hmm. We had a guy that did not play Division One basketball. Yeah, didn't get any offers at Division One basketball, and now he's going to be in the NBA. So, you know, that's something that we've done and can develop, and, you know, hopefully we can develop in multiple kids.
I thought sometimes us in the media, maybe we overlooked Cale Combs some because, you know, he wasn't scoring 15, 20 points a game. But I noticed as the season progressed, you were playing Bennett more off the ball. Cale was playing with the ball, and everyone kept saying, well, they got to get at least two more guards. And I remember saying to myself, no, they've got a very reliable combo guard that can play both. Just curious, Cale's performance this past season, did that impact the way you approached filling out your roster this offseason?
Yeah, and you don't always have to do it like how the book says it in regards to the roster. So obviously Cale played significant minutes. We have Tyreek. We have Isaiah Howard, who can also play some point. We have Peyton, who can play some point. We have Tate Sage, who can play some point. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, even Jane Kuhn played point in high school. Ethan Harris, like, you know, you've got guys there that can bring the ball up the floor. You just have to be a little bit different in how you attack. And so, you know, I know it would be nice to be able to put point guards in the portal again. Same concept. They're very, very expensive, and a lot of times the better point guards are the ones that really want to be here, that you develop personally and on through. But I think, yeah, from a media perspective, I think we're always trying to put things in a box as to how we're going to frame the team. Mm-hmm. You know, even coaches do that. And it doesn't necessarily mean just because you don't have, you know, four guards that can all play the point, you know, that, hey, we're going to be good. But Cale Combs played 25 minutes a game for us as a point guard. And then obviously, you know, Tyreek and some of those other guys that can really perform. I think you're going to be surprised as to who steps up. I think it's going to take some time, as it was last year. I think that, you know, people are going to be like, okay, what are they doing? And then eventually they'll be like, oh, okay, they did have a plan. So we've got a plan. Hopefully our plan works.
Well, as for Andrew, can I assume you've never coached a 7'3" player before?
I have not. Nope, I've never even seen one in person. Well, I probably have going to NBA games, but I've never shook one's hand, and then engulfs your entire arm when he shakes your hand.
Well, what's funny is I remember you said something right after the season, and, you know, we got to get bigger on the front line. And the next day I tweeted something, hey, here's a guy that would really help. And it was the announcement that Andrew McKeever was in here in the portal. I never gave two thoughts about how he would end up at Iowa, but I watched him and I'm like, man, this guy, he would fit with what Ben likes to do with the just talk about how he's going to fit and how will he impact Cam Manuel's last season. So can Cam now play power forward, his natural position, more now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, again, though, everything will be so different based off who we're playing.
Sure.
Meaning, who's going to play with those guys. You can play smaller guards at that point, you know, where you don't have to have such size at your guard positions because you have a front line behind them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, specific to him from an offensive perspective in particular, he's a really, really good passer. Mm-hmm. And so we like to play out of what is known as the short roll quite a bit. And his catch radius is obviously enormous. You know, you can just throw it up there, he'll catch it. But then he could pass at St. Mary's, they used him in post-ups.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily his strength, and his points per possession on post-ups was pretty low, but his points per possession on short rolls and rolls to the rim and even his passing on the perimeter, it was really high. And those are the things we're going to look for him to do quite a bit. And then obviously his ability to rebound the basketball will really benefit us.
And it looked like when I watched him, he never really hunted for shots. He looked like he was doing everything within the framework of the offense. But what really impressed me was just how quick his feet are for somebody that size.
Yeah, he moves better than you would think.
Yes.
You know, he moves, and he'll move even better for us. You know, we'll get him really moving, and, you know, from a defensive perspective and offensive perspective, getting in and out of actions, et cetera. He's a good player, great kid. Great family, obviously comes from a winning program where he's been coached,
mm-hmm.
You know, out at St. Mary's. You know, that guy's a really, really good coach. So, you know, yeah, we're excited about him and excited about the size that we have on the front line.
Coach, yesterday the women's basketball program announced a home-and-home with UConn, which sounds very interesting. Do you got any plans like that to get a real heavy hitter, a home-and-home, or is it harder in men's basketball?
Home-and-homes are hard. We've tried a lot of home-and-homes with anybody that you could name. We've tried. But we do have some neutral floors that I think will be good. You know, we haven't announced anything yet. We got to get everything signed before we say anything. But, you know, I think so often we go to MTEs and then they're destination trips, which is great for, you know, 50 to 100 people. But sometimes it's pretty cool. Like we're playing Creighton in Des Moines. You know, I think that's a cool venue for the rest of the state to see, where typically we'd play that in, you know, Florida or California or wherever that may be. Now you're playing that in the state of Iowa so that your fans can come see it. And so we just have to be a little bit more unique until we can build ourselves up enough that we can get those home-and-home games that we really would like.
Well, I'm going to ask you something different. After you threw out that first pitch at the Iowa baseball game, I asked you, I can't remember what I said to you when you were walking, and you said, you know, I was probably a better baseball player than I was basketball player. And I asked you, because I figured you played either second base or shortstop, and you said you played short. Did you really mean that? Were you a better baseball player?
I mean, I thought so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my size my size and my genetics was probably more fitted for baseball. You know, I'm 5'11", never hit 6 foot, and yeah, so baseball was kind of my thing. I loved baseball because I was summer baseball.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And I mean, shortstop, and you know, I think we were just a really good baseball school. You know, kind of those Catholic schools are always good at baseball for some reason. So we were good, and you know, I had a guy on my team that pitched for the Yankees, pitched at Creighton, and then pitched for the Yankees for a little bit. And so, we had a good squad. It was fun.
Well, as somebody who played baseball at Dowling long before you, I agree with you about these Catholic schools with good programs. I mean, it's not just a coincidence. There's a lot of really good ones. And I wanted to ask you about, I don't know if strange is the right word, but it's different now moving forward without Bennett. I mean, as a coach, do you sort of relish the challenge to show, hey, he was great, I'll love him forever, but we can keep doing this without him? That's the challenge. How much do you relish this opportunity?
I probably don't think of it in those terms.
Okay.
You know, in the past we've lost guards. We've lost a lot of really good guards.
Sure.
And guys that had won multiple national championships. And so this has happened before. And even with Bennett, we would adjust the offense pretty consistently, adjust the defense based on our personnel. And that's what we're going to have to do again next year. Is just, it'll take us a little time. You know, we'll have to adjust. We'll have to adjust to what our personnel says to do and just be slightly different. And, no, obviously, I'd love to have Bennett back.
Sure.
I mean, I relish the challenge, but, you know, if you say you can have him back, let's do it.
You know, and I look
at... I don't need the challenge that much.
Okay. Well, I look at...
But
go ahead, I'm sorry.
But no, he's... Yeah, we should be okay to be able to fill in for some of the things that he did.
I mean, I look at Bennett's personality. I've only been around him for a year, very soft-spoken, but I kind of see Cale the same way. He seems soft-spoken, team-first guy. Is that an accurate assessment? Cale seems like he's a leader as much by example as by words.
Yeah, you know, he does. You know, I think example's great and action's great. I've always kind of been a believer that it's really difficult to lead, to just lead with what you do. I think you do still have to use your voice.
Okay.
And Bennett did use his voice enough. It's just on the floor. He's so calm, cool, and collected that it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
So we are going to have to make sure that we have a voice from our roster to be able to, hey, say the things that need to be said. Because I think that's, you know, lead by action, but also you need to make sure that you lead with your voice and we'll find somebody that can do that. And maybe it comes from a different position and whatnot. But again, I think probably the whole preseason and even into the start of the season is who's going to replace Bennett. And I think that'll create a narrative, but in reality, it's not going to be that way. No one's replacing him. It'll just be a little bit different than what it was.
I want to add, anything to report on Tavian Banks' situation? Has there been any developments?
Not a lot. You know, I think they're still trying to get him and his agent are still trying to get another year back. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
Okay, Tom's got one last question, Ben, and then we appreciate you coming on. Know you're busy, and go take it away, Tom.
Okay, Coach, I know you're a very forward-thinking guy, and you're always looking ahead and what's next, you know, and nailing it down. Have you had the time or taken the time to look back on year one at Iowa and put it in perspective, and what did you think of the year?
Yeah, probably not a ton. You know, I'm actually pulling up tape today and going through a lot of the stuff that, you know, good and bad, so that we can get ready for the current season. I probably don't enjoy it enough. No, I mean, I think just going back and watching it would be fun. But you know, when you're a kid and you watch the NCAA tournament, you watch all those different games and you saw it from a different lens than actually being in it. And in it, it's really fun. You know, you are kind of the show of the NCAA tournament. But you probably don't get to enjoy it from that lens as much. And so for me, it's always just like the process of everything. And I'm going to miss the process of that first year and all those kids that really sacrificed to be here and competed and fought to get this program to where it, you know, we think it can go. It's still going to take some time, and we're still building the culture, but I think they laid a good foundation for it.
Well, Ben, I know fans sure enjoyed it. I mean, this March run was incredible for the fans, for this program. We appreciate you taking us on it and appreciate your time this morning. Tom, anything else?
Nope. Good luck, Coach, and you've really re-energized the fan base for Iowa men's basketball.
Now just keep it up.
And we're with you.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. I love it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, we could talk to him forever.
Well, we got almost a half an hour out of him.
Yeah.
Or about 20. That's usually enough. I mean, I could have asked more questions, but
he's got stuff to do.
Yeah. You got stuff to do. Are you busy today?
No.
I got to be in Cedar Rapids at 11 for a dental appointment.
It's going to hurt.
No, not this one. Well, the cleaning and then decide on a plan moving forward.
I talked.
Oh, they plan on exerting
Lance
pain
this morning. And
pain?
Yeah.
How many of those cookies should I eat before I go in there?
Lance said, eat those and get a bag of corn nuts.
And don't brush my teeth before I go in?
Yeah.
And I understand that he's going retro today. He went back and got some drills from 60 years ago.
There you go.
That he's going to work
hand
on your
drills.
And really questionable.
Not electric.
Really questionable. No, none of that stuff's going on. None of that stuff. But those cookies probably wouldn't be good to eat right before going in the dentist. Would you agree?
Well, maybe if you brush your teeth. And
well, I'm going straight from here to there, so I won't have time
to
go home.
Give you something. Well,
but I'm taking a couple of those cookies with me because they look really good.
Do you think he would charge you more with the cookies in your teeth?
I wonder what they would do. What would a dentist do if somebody as a joke walked in after eating like 7 Oreo cookies and said, okay, I'm here for my cleaning? What would they do?
Well, you know it happens. Of course
it
does.
You think it happens as a joke or just people are that stupid?
I think that
people are stupid.
They are, and they don't think about it. And they go out, have pizza for lunch, and then go straight to their dentist. You know what happens.
What about Oreo cookies, though? Could you imagine those?
That would be nasty, but...
God, we went from a column to this in like a minute.
Jujube.
Those things
that
hurt.
Jujube fruit.
Those things hurt.
Yeah.
Dots are better because they're softer. Anything he say?
They stick to your teeth.
They do.
I mean, they're hard.
Anything he said that you surprised you?
You know, not really.
Me either.
I've seen his articles about him before. You've written some.
He's not a big narrative guy.
No.
They're not going to replace.
He's a process guy.
He is, and they're not going to replace Bennett Sturts. But that doesn't mean they can't be good. I think he agreed with me. On Cale Combs. I think Cale Combs was a real positive development down the stretch, and that did impact how they recruited.
He was. Well, in fact of the matter is, we could be a better team. Not necessarily get to the Elite Eight again.
Oh, they could end up going 14-6 in the Big Ten, losing the second round. That doesn't mean they're a worse team than the team.
Exactly.
Probably means they're a better team than the team before.
Exactly. Do we have a call, Stevie?
Yes. Hello.
Let me answer that question about the cookies. When I was in school, I had a patient that thought it was a riot because they always had an appointment after lunch that they would either eat Cheetos or Oreos and not brush before they came in. So I would have to clean things up before we got started. So I'd never get as much done.
So he did this.
The biggest laugh out of that.
He did it just to be ornery?
Yes.
Jesus. Wow. I didn't realize there were people like that. So
they thought the poor dental student should have some trauma every time we saw them.
See, I would get too I would get too grossed out doing that, watching somebody else clean all the that's with me, but that's interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that. That is.
Yeah, will you send some coordinates back with Pat for me? I've got a loose tooth and I'm trying to knock it out.
Luckily, I hate corn nuts. I've never liked corn nuts.
I've got those old-time instruments we can use to get that tooth out, if you were talking about it, if you want.
Pre-Novocaine days.
Pliers?
Yeah, just a fly.
Just pliers.
Yeah, I've got some pliers at home. I can just stop over.
What was that Marathon Man with Laurence Olivier? Remember that scene?
Yeah.
Is that the right movie? Have you seen that, Lance? Marathon Man?
Yeah, I've seen just that clip.
It is. You know what I'm talking about, Shooter?
No, I don't.
What was that? Captain Laurence Olivier was pulling somebody's teeth out with pliers, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman.
He was.
That's right. Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'll see you in about an hour and a half.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
So that stuff does happen.
Of course it does.
That's just, I could not imagine thinking that's a neat thing to do.
Well, it isn't.
And it's gross.
That's a neat thing to do. No, it isn't.
Well, this person obviously thought it was kind of neat to do it for a laugh, or they wouldn't have done it. Man, you're just working that phone like a teenager.
Well, my son just got awarded from the Academy, the Air Force Academy, Paper of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Presented to Dr. Shane Soboroff.
Well, good for him.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's
Department
fantastic.
Of Behavioral Science.
Does he get any
leadership.
Money?
I don't know. I have no idea.
See if it includes any jack.
Yeah.
Just send dollar signs question.
I just think that's...
Yeah. I hadn't thought about Cheetos. Cheetos. What would be worse, Cheetos or Oreos?
I think they would be on par.
Yeah, one would just be bright orange and the other would be black. Would be bright black.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, they both would be pretty gross. So that's.
I had some Cheetos last night. They were.
Oh, I like. I like the cheese puffs a little better.
No, I don't
like
the
softer ones.
No, I don't like those.
Do not like.
No, for some reason I like those better, and maybe it's because they're not as hard on the teeth.
No, I don't like those.
I mean, they both taste alike.
It's not a question of taste. I won't even eat the soft ones.
Yeah, I like
the
cheese puffs that are shaped like a half moon. Those
are
the ones
I know
I
what
like.
You're talking about.
Yeah,
no, I don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, I like both, but I would if I had to choose one, I'd choose that. But to me, they taste alike. They just feel different when you're chewing.
They're way more fun to eat the fried ones.
Why is that? Just because they're worse for you?
They're crunchy. They're more fun, or
I mean, I don't eat Cheetos for fun. I eat them if I've got a sugar, if I need a salt take. But I don't think I've ever had fun, like quote unquote fun when I'm eating.
I think so.
I'm trying to think, maybe
Cheetos
like
are fun.
Maybe like a piece of really good expensive prime rib or something, that might be fun, especially if somebody else paid for it.
That's delicious. Now nobody can afford to.
No, nobody's going to pay for that.
No, I looked at they had the 8 ounces on sale for $5.99, $6. It was good, and I still have a little bit of it left.
8 ounces of?
8 ounce sirloin at Hy-Vee. Oh, but the one I really wanted, the ribeye that I really wanted, $30.14. Yeah. And it was packed. It was prepackaged.
So you'd have that for a couple meals, so yeah.
But still, $30 that's what you used to pay at a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Now you pay that at Hy-Vee or not just at a grocery store. You think beef will ever come down again?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it will come down, but it'll never go down to what we were used to.
Probably
I think
not.
Those days are gone.
Probably not.
But that is, okay, back to the Hawks.
Well, what did you think of the home and home with UConn for the women?
That's fine. I mean, I think that's stuff to build. And I will say there's a risk with that, and the risk is losing.
Oh.
And if you're indeed. The women, right now you don't have a problem with attendance. So I like the fact they're taking a risk to try to make things more interesting for the fans.
Yeah.
Because my guess is those two, at best they go 1-1. That would be my prediction. At best. And I'd be winning. I don't see them winning at UConn.
No. But, well, you never know.
You never know. I mean, I didn't see the Iowa men get into the Elite Eight after they lost at Maryland and Penn State.
No.
I mean, remember, I meant to ask him. Remember at Maryland, they couldn't keep those guards in front of them.
No, and I watched that Penn State game. And
same thing. They couldn't keep their athletic wing players from the basket.
And it was just so frustrating because we just could never get any traction against them.
Because they couldn't get stops on defense.
Uh-uh.
But again, they regrouped. They found a way to get it done. And it's amazing what three games in the NCAA tournament can do. It changes the complete narrative on everything.
Well, it does. And people, you know, that were grousing about the 10-10 record in the Big Ten, don't care.
They don't care now. Whereas Jan goes 15-3, but since she didn't make it past the second round again, some people
bitching. It was a failure
and
of
I
the season.
And strongly disagree with
strongly
that.
Disagree.
And I said that to her when we had her on.
Yep.
And I obviously she's going to agree with us. I mean, something's got. Oh, the one question I forgot to ask him was his thoughts on NCAA tournament expansion. That's the one question I wanted to see what he would say about adding 8 more teams. I mean, for a program like Iowa, it's good because, but I think Iowa under Ben. More, I mean, Fran got in 7 times with it being 64 and 68. I think Iowa can meet that challenge. I don't think it had to be expanded, but it is what it is. Soon, I think the college playoffs going to be 24 games, 24 teams.
I would think that Ben would tell you, I expect to make it every year.
Well, yeah, and I think
and
that's
I
what
I don't care about it.
And I would hope any coach would say that. And they say hope to expect. Now, when they say expect to make it, that's putting a lot of hope is different. And hope's probably a better word to say because you don't leave yourself open for criticism. If you as much criticism if you say, you know, we're going to definitely make it. No, Ben is a process guy. Right now, he's just laying the foundation for moving forward. I don't think Tavian Banks is coming back. I think that ship has sailed.
Probably
I just don't think there's a spot for him, and I don't think there'll be time for it. But, you know, he was good for a year. I mean, he really was.
He was.
He helped that team. He was probably their most edgy athletic player they had.
He was, and he had some little niggly injuries from time to time and some illnesses, but boy, he was a player.
He was a fighter. I mean,
yes,
he was a tough kid. He gave them somewhat of an edge.
Yeah.
And it was fun catching up with him, and this has been a fun stretch here, and I thank Iowa for helping to set these interviews up. What we've had Rick, Ava, Jan, and Ben in a little over a week and a half.
Great.
And I appreciate that to the folks at Iowa.
Yep.
Hawkeye Homer. I'm a Hawkeye Homer, Captain.
Now what are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, what are we going to do? I haven't asked Weitzel about. There's part of the Hawk Fanatic technical support team, Tommy Lang.
Jesus.
He's going to put tech support division on his car. Hawk Fanatic, tech support division.
Yeah, word is he's been, you know, strutting around Iowa City so, saying, hey, there's a new tech support guy in town. No, I appreciate him helping me with the podcast, and I'm going to pay him, of course. And sooner or later, today I can't do it, but Wednesday, I think I'm going to watch him do it so I can learn how to do it myself. And then I won't have to bug him with it. But even better, Captain, I won't have to. What are the words that you hate more than anything? Two words. Pay him.
Oh.
Yeah. Or her. You don't care. You don't discriminate, right?
I was thinking of the one word I hate, but I won't make it political.
Well, no. You don't discriminate. I mean, you hate paying male employees as much as...
I don't hate... Jesus.
You call it blood money.
Only to you.
Am I the only one you call it blood money to?
Yeah, it's blood money to you.
It's blood money to me. Okay. All right. Let's take this call.
Hello.
Hey, Pat, if you go to the dentist the next time and he also looks at you and asks you, is it safe, run out of there screaming, because that's what they kept asking Dustin Hoffman as they pulled each piece of that movie.
Oh, okay. I will definitely remember that. All right.
Yeah. It's a weird question, but if you hear your dentist say that, just run the hell out.
Run the hell away. Okay, I will definitely do that. That was a creepy... I don't think I've ever watched that movie from start to finish, but I've seen... Laurence Olivier was evil in that scene. I mean, he was...
No, it's...
He was a really good actor. That's a rhetorical question.
Great, yeah, great.
Wasn't there times where he was voted the greatest actor ever for a lot of years?
Absolutely.
And he was in... Wasn't he in Wuthering... Wasn't he Heathcliff in Wuthering Heights?
Yes.
Okay. But man, in Marathon Man, he was just...
No, it was...
It was sinister.
I watched that movie and it just...
His character scared me almost as much as the prison guard in Midnight Express, who ends up getting killed at the end trying to rape William Hayes. Remember that one?
No.
Yeah.
Hunter, you remember that?
Did you watch that at all?
I don't know.
He's not a mid...
I don't remember scenes from movies.
Midnight Express would...
Just in...
I think Midnight Express would rip out his will to live. He wouldn't like it. And I don't think Anne would like it. I think they'd, you know...
Hello.
I think it'd be Hardy in his movie suggestions.
Hello. How much longer do you think Guglielmo will be coaching?
That's a decent question.
3 to 5 years. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's probably a good bet.
Do you think Connecticut will keep up the great playing with somebody new in there?
No. I don't think they'll be as good, but they'll still be good, just like Alabama football is never going to be saving, but they should be pretty good.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, I think there'll be a drop-off. I don't know if it'll be as dramatic.
Duke basketball.
I mean, look at Tennessee's drop-off since Pat Summitt.
Yeah, Duke basketball.
Duke's still good.
After they are, but they're not quite Krzyzewski level.
Not yet. He's only been the head coach twice. His record is he's won over 30. He just hasn't won the national title yet. He's been to the Elite Eight twice. He's won mid-30s games twice. Duke has not dropped off at all, unless you base it on he's got to win. Krzyzewski coached for almost 40 years and won 5 national titles, so he had about 35 years where he didn't win a national title.
Yeah, that's true.
But John Shire, to me, has done very well, other than he hasn't won the big one yet.
Were you surprised at how easy the Knicks beat the Cavaliers?
Yes.
Because the way the Cavaliers went in there and at the Knicks' place were 22 points ahead of them with 9 minutes to go, you never would think that they'd lose by 11 in overtime.
Yeah, and then when they lost Game 3, all they could talk about was blowing the lead in Game 1. I don't think they ever overcame that emotion.
Yeah, I don't think they ever recovered.
No.
They just fell apart.
And the Knicks are a really good defensive team. The Knicks are playing really good basketball right now. It's kind of fun watching them.
Who do you think is going to win between the Spurs and the
Well, Okie City's up 3-2. Okie City's up 3-2, has home court advantage. I'm going to pick Okie City in 7.
Yeah, they're the ones that won it last year.
Yes, and what a series that would be. OKC versus the Knicks. That'd be a fun series. I'd watch a little bit of it. I wouldn't be glued to it, but I would definitely watch some.
And doesn't softball thing start this week?
What softball thing?
NCAAs?
The NCAA.
I thought it was already going on, or is that... Oh, you're talking about the World Series, the final?
Yeah,
I think it is, because I know it's going on because that Texas Tech-Florida game got all dicey and chippy and players telling the other ones to F off. And it was really – but I believe it is this week.
And do you think the two big 10 teams that we have in there will do very well?
I don't even know who's in there.
UCLA and Nebraska.
Sure. I think they'll do well. Do I think they're going to win? No, I'd probably pick the field because that's the easy thing to do.
Usually it's an SEC team that's been winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nebraska's good. They've got their baseball and softball programs are both really good.
Both the good.
Football program, on the other hand,
not so much.
Yeah. Okay, well, you guys have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
No break today. We're going straight through that hour, right, Captain?
Did I tell you that the Air Force Academy awarded my son a paper of the year?
Yes.
Is there any money involved?
We've been through this. We did this like 5 minutes ago.
I know. We might go through it again later.
Oh, I'm sure we will. I mean,
I think that's great.
That is great. We all said we think it's great. We're happy for him.
Yeah.
Is that enough or do you need more?
I need more. Yeah.
I mean,
more accolades. Why don't we take a break?
All right.
I thought we were going to charge straight through. Okay, break it in.
Well, these people are paying.
I don't have to leave right yet.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy. Just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Hertin and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Hertin and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and HertinandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaides and Terry Adams of Dairy Brothers Ford talk about what Here For You means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement Here For You, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house edition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net or call them today at 319-337-2246. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location, and no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years, and it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's premier auto body repair shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Hawkeye fans, you love watching the black and gold. You know Hawkeye black and gold. As a Hawkeye fan, there are no better colors than the Hawkeye black and gold. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. When you're buying, selling, or refinancing your property, consider the green and white team, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement. The team you love, the people you trust.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369 or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general services to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483. 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
What if your home could shine magically with just a tap? Introducing Illumilights from Big Dog Tech, the permanent smart LED lighting system that installs once and lights up your life year-round. No ladders, no hassle, just beautiful lighting that makes your home stand out day and night. Visit BigDogTech.net and schedule your free quote today. Illumilights, light up life.
You hungry? The Oxyoke Inn's Sunday Brunch Buffet offers so many choices of fresh entrees, homemade salads, waffles, omelets made to order, pastries, three tiers of desserts, and much more. Such a great value. You can always eat out, but not every place serves an experience. Serve 9 until 2. See you this Sunday. You'll always leave happy at the Oxyoke Inn in the heart of Amana.
The Oxyoke Inn.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ugandan authorities have ordered the closure of the border with Congo effective immediately as cases of that rare type of Ebola surge. The decision coming after a rise in the number of Ugandan health workers exposed to the virus by Congolese patients who crossed the border before the outbreak was declared on May 15th. The White House has been expressing optimism and ongoing discussions with Iran, but several key topics remain up in the air before a peace deal will be signed. ABC's Ian Panlin in Israel.
The discussions are ongoing right now is basically to try and lift the siege of the Strait of Hormuz, the restrictions put in place by Iran, and to allow the US naval blockade to be withdrawn. What it doesn't resolve are the outstanding issues, the ones that existed before, during the war, and throughout this ceasefire, primarily Iran's nuclear program.
The president saying he is confident Iran will make concessions. This is ABC News.
From the Hertine and Stocker studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons, feeling more like late June as opposed to late May.
Mostly sunny skies today and very warm with highs near 90. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 60s. A handful of degrees cooler on Thursday, but still plenty of sunshine and very warm for this time of year with highs in the mid-80s. Mid-80s again on Friday. That's the latest forecast on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Currently, it's 73.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
Okay, we are back. Now, we talked about the women scheduling UConn. Okay, let's take a look at their roster. Number one recruit, Sarah Strong. Number two, Livia Vukosa. Number six, KK Arnold. Number seven, Allie Zeeble.
What do you? Oh, the,
number 11.
Are you giving us their jersey numbers?
No, I'm giving you their rankings.
Oh, coming out of high school?
Yes. Okay. So that's through number seven. Then number 11, shooting guard Chelly. Sarah Shade, number 15. And then three top international players.
And then who do they have coming in? Who's their freshman class? I'm sure whatever recruits they have coming in high school wise are big time. That's what these teams do.
I'm sure.
Yeah. No, like I said, when I saw that, I'm like, hey, that's a good way to keep the momentum.
Hey, you bet.
A way to say, hey, we're trying our best to be amongst the elite. We'll take on any challenge. But again, the risk is losing.
Well, the risk is getting UCLA'd again.
Yeah.
And we can't.
Yeah, they lost. The UConn score, if I remember correctly, was 90-64. But that game was basically over early in the second half.
It was.
The UCLA game never started.
No.
Connecticut was competitive for a while. Remember, they played on a neutral court in New York. But midway through the second half, Iowa played really poorly in that UConn game. The UCLA game, I don't know what happened there. I mean, that was just...
Well, we ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, they did. I mean, and UCLA was playing great on both ends, and little did we know. I mean, didn't they beat South Carolina by like 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Iowa, wasn't it 51? It was a very humbling experience. And some people will say they never recovered from that, and that's what...
And I would be one of them.
You know, there's no way to really prove that, but if people want to believe that, hey, that's their right. Right, Captain?
That's their right.
That's their right.
It's America.
Fight for your right to party.
Ain't that America?
Shh, don't. Spotify. Although they may make an exception for that song. Was that John Cougar?
Yes.
Little Pink Houses.
It's a good song.
No, it's not.
It's a good song.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You know how you and Lango know?
I'm with Pat on this one.
Not a good song. Look at Suter taking my side. Usually you guys gang up on me. Yeah, Led Zeppelin sucks. What has Led Zeppelin ever done?
Nobody's Floyd ever sucks. Said Led Zeppelin.
What has the Grateful Dead ever done?
Nobody's
what
ever.
What did the Doors ever do? Jim Morrison, who's that? All he did was crap his pants. Well, I hear your drivel all the time.
I have never said that they sucked and he did crap his pants.
No, he didn't do that. He just drank and took LSD and masturbated on the stage. Have you ever known any other prominent rocker to masturbate on the stage?
I have no idea.
But you knew about more. That's what he got arrested for down in Miami.
I thought he was taking a leak on the stage.
No, he was. He was.
No, Joe Cocker at the Kyle Ballroom at Davenport.
But he had no idea he was doing that, did he? That was it. Just
who
was,
Joe Cocker?
He didn't do it purposely, did he?
Who knows? I was there.
And he just started peeing. What an interesting last name in that case.
True.
And we had this great deputy sheriff that when we'd do concerts and we'd present him, he was always there. And he just looked at me. And it was the beginning of his set.
What, so, are we talking 70s?
No, 80s.
So he's probably, what, in his 50s?
Yeah. And he looked at me and he goes, I'm going to pretend I was out in the lobby for that.
So did somebody have to? Did somebody have
then
to,
he started singing.
Did somebody have to clean it up?
Well, I would imagine.
Wow. What would you do if you were at a Joe Cocker concert and all of a sudden he peed his pants?
I don't know.
Well, in all fairness, he didn't pee his pants.
What did he pee? He took his pants down and peed?
No, he just threw this. You don't have to take your pants down to pee.
Well, then he peed his pants.
Well, he opened up the zipper.
Oh, so he...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, so he knew he was peeing on stage. I mean, he was...
Well, I don't know that he knew he was, but he...
Right. He was.
I don't know that he was...
Cognizant?
Cognizant okay. of it.
There was one time when I was watching him and Belushi next to each other, and Belushi was doing his character, yeah. and I enjoyed Belushi's character more than him. I thought he did a better Joe Cocker than Joe Cocker did. That was
Belushi did a great Joe
He
Cocker.
Did a yeah. great Joe Cocker. Yeah, it was really hilarious did. Them singing next to each other. Is Joe Cocker still alive?
No.
No.
Okay. His music never really, I mean, the one, of course, the real, what's the real famous
song? A Little
song?
Help from My Friends.
Yeah, that one, of course, yeah. I like that.
The but Letter. The, he did
yeah,
the
that
letter,
one's good, yeah. but for the most part, his stuff, eh, how about you? Were you a big...
Have a Little Faith in Me.
That's a
decent, I thought he was good, he was, but
not
no,
great.
I wasn't a big fan.
I think he was more famous than what his music was, in my opinion, but... Part of his fame was because of
Woodstock.
Just his, yeah, that and just yeah. how he kind of carried himself, yeah. you know. But no, Belushi was great with his body movements, and you could tell he
And
studied
then he
him.
Did the song with Jennifer Warnes.
Oh, that's right.
Where Love We Lift Belong.
Us, Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong. He yeah. probably made a lot of money on that because
yeah.
that was early 80s, wasn't it?
He did all right.
Yeah, his yeah. voice actually worked good for that song.
Yeah.
So, but I'm trying to think. Hawkeye-wise, we've got, what, Hunter, it's the NCAA track this weekend, right? And I think it's, does it start tomorrow or
Starts,
Friday?
Tomorrow, I think.
Okay. Men and women both in that. I mean, obviously, Ryan Johnson in the throwing events. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's not.
I'm sorry. No, it starts Friday.
Friday. Not easy yeah. scoring points out in Eugene, Oregon.
He died of lung cancer.
Was he a big smoker? Yeah. Yeah, I think I do remember seeing him on stage sometimes with a cigarette.
How much do you think he was worth?
$12 million.
$35 million.
$60 million.
Oh. Yeah.
$60 million from...
He released 40 albums okay. over 40 years.
Wow.
And You I Are So Beautiful.
One of them.
He did oh, You Are So Beautiful.
You're right. There's four songs we've named off that were all pretty yeah. famous.
Oh, I forgot about You Are So and Beautiful. I did, that was huge.
I like that song. I did when it came out. And I when I saw that he was the one singing that, I'm like, really?
Pussy music.
Yeah.
It was pussy music.
Yes,
but,
it was.
You know, I mean. Yeah.
No, I thought that was trash.
Trash. And then I'll listen to some of the pussy music that you guys listen to.
Well, how's the dog?
Oh, yeah. Bitsy had, I think, a pretty good night. It started off a little rough. We were having some people. It started off
What
a
does that
rough.
Mean, rough?
Well, she took a dump on the carpet in the living room.
Those are always so fun stories.
I thought that was a rough start, but I got it cleaned up. You could not tell.
Vinyl flooring, Tom.
Well, maybe.
I've got carpet left in two rooms. Well, basement and my two bedrooms upstairs. Everything else is vinyl. Easier to pick up poop, even though.
Well, we've got the downstairs. We have this 90% luxury vinyl.
So, does this dog have its own cage that it sleeps in at night?
No, she's got two different beds. No, it went pretty well. She was looking for her handler all night after she left. After Shelley left,
yeah,
she was kind of looking around this morning. Less so. She loved her walk.
So you walk her and Wopsy at the same time?
Yeah, Anne took Bitsy. Oh, I had Wopsy, but yeah. And
they get along?
Yes.
That's the key.
How about the cats?
Hallball paid absolutely no attention to the dog and just did his normal thing, slept and stuff. He was okay. Tamblyn was a little more alert.
Concerned?
I think Tamblyn doesn't love change. And so I think she is still, the jury's out with Tam. But no, it went fine. It did. And this morning was good.
Yeah, good. I got rid of the last plant that I had in the house. I mean, you know, I'm doing everything she wanted me to do outside with the animals, but I'm not good with the plants. And Cedric was
you just
chewing on them and then throwing up.
Yeah.
So you have no plants in your house?
No.
Yikes.
No, they belong outside.
It's bleak.
Yeah. Well, what would you rather?
I've got two plants, and both the one I've had for probably 20 years, it just won't die.
He won't.
It's in my bedroom, and then the one is from my dad's funeral, from the Officials Association. So it's almost 10 years old. It's in my living room. And that one's personal. I want to keep that. And it's still alive.
Well, Jan had a mother-in-law's tongue plant. Are you familiar with those?
Mm-mm.
They're like huge. This thing almost touched the ceiling. And Anita. So
Jan was really into plants.
Yeah. But the cat won't leave it alone.
Yeah, I hadn't thought
Anita about that. Anita took it.
Anytime we get flowers, he just knocks them down.
Yeah.
Well, and going back to Yukon, Olivia Vukosa, I mentioned the number two, is coming in this year.
Okay.
She's in this class.
She's in this class. So. I think I've seen something about her.
Yeah. 6'4".
And Sarah Strong's only, I believe, going to be a junior next year.
Correct.
I think she's got 2 more years left. So, yeah.
If she chooses, she
UConn's can. Good, but I still like the fact they're doing it. That place is going to be, is the first game in here, it's here, right?
No.
Oh, the first one's in UConn? I thought, yes. I read it wrong then.
How tall is Lexi Hall?
Six.
Like 6'1". Roughly right around Caitlin's size. Yep. Maybe taller.
She looks taller than Kate. They did a picture together. And
she might be 6'1", but they're roughly all. And Sophie Cunningham's, what, she's 6'1", 6'2"?
6'1", I think.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why neither one can really play power forward. They're not, they're more, they're very similar. I mean, they're almost like
they are, plus they're not solid. They're
good. They're steady. They're good. They're not superstars.
They're more sinewy than solid.
Yeah, they and you know, if you can get 15 points out of one of them any given night, that's a huge bonus, because you know you're going to get the defense and all the other stuff.
Yep.
So, but
I love watching them play though.
I love watching them play when Caitlin plays.
Yeah.
When Caitlin plays, I don't want to sound like a dick, but I could take or leave it. It's Caitlin or bust, Captain. That's my life right now.
I watch the Fever.
Caitlin or bust. That's where I'm standing right now, and I want technicals.
Well, you're going to get them.
Yeah.
You better hope I don't get more than 7, because then doesn't she get suspended at number 8? I want 7 good technicals. I loved it when she goes, "You've been effing flopping this whole game." And she was right. They had been. Yeah. But that's strategy. You're trying to draw fouls on her. And Caitlin has struggled with fouls in some of these games.
Some of them.
You know, but no, when she looked at her, that was pretty funny. Dude, they play tomorrow, right? But I can't watch it.
Yeah.
It's on one of these freaking apps, and I'll adjust. I'll adjust.
Well, and it's also 9 o'clock.
What's it on?
Prime.
See, that's right. It's out in San Francisco.
Yeah. God, I can't do that.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. I mean, it won't get over till 11.
I went to bed last night at 8:45.
I went to bed at 9:45. Yeah. And pretty much slept all the way through till 4 o'clock. That's rare for me.
Yes, 6 hours straight, that's almost never.
I hardly ever do that. I usually go 3 to 4.
Yeah.
That's usually how I do it. Last night, I went 6 straight.
I got happy pills, and they just...
Well, that's good. You need the sleep.
You talk about Morrison. You're like,
yeah.
You're a cross between Morrison, Keith Richards, and Joe Cocker.
Yeah, I know. I just,
well, Joe Cocker was a big drinker.
I just peed out of the front office.
Wasn't he a big drinker, Joe Cocker? Wasn't that his? Okay.
Yeah.
So the night he did, he was just inebriated. Is that? Okay.
But he
still performed?
Yeah, it was a good show.
Other than the fact that his pants had, that there was urine all over the stage.
Yeah, I did it really.
So would that have impacted you in the audience, or would you have been able to get over the urine part and just, hey, let's listen
no,
to this?
They're going, yeah! No.
I would not be applauding this.
Well, they were.
There were fans applauding him urinating.
Yes, yeah, and I'm with this, again, the sheriff's deputy, you should have arrested him.
Probably should have.
But he's going, you know.
But I kind of respect him for not arresting
what
him.
What am I going to do? It's Joe Cocker.
This guy was great. He was always great. And then when they closed down KFMH, we had a concert going with John Hyatt. I wasn't there, but Jim was. And
I got to leave in a minute.
They told Jim and everybody, the sheriff goes to the guy taking the tickets. He goes, "Look, they just lost all their jobs. Just let them in."
I want to know the sheriff that you have in here.
Sheriff Kunkel?
Yes.
Ask him what he would do in that. If you were asking, I want to know what he would do in that shit. Would he arrest or would he tolerate? Can you remember to ask him that?
Probably would arrest.
Give him the circumstances and see what he says.
Yeah.
And how about Lonnie Pukravic? I know he's not, but I'd like to.
I think Lonnie would not arrest.
Yeah.
But you think Sheriff Kunkel would arrest?
Yes.
Well, the question is, what if he's a fan? My guess is no.
Well, this guy was an affair. He just didn't want to
deal with it.
I mean, yeah, the whole place was packed.
And it was urine.
You know? Yeah, and you don't see that at every concert, so. Only at the ones KFMH.
That would have been pretty. I mean, I've seen a lot in my life, but I've never seen a musician just deliberately roll down his pants and pee.
Yeah, and I don't want
You've never seen that, have you?
No.
Oh, you don't want to?
No. No.
And you never thought about doing that when you were performing, did you?
Yeah.
All right, let's end on that. Hey, again, thanks to James Allen, your next-door neighbor.
Yes.
Or neighbor across the street, right?
Neighbor across the street.
Because James is the one who made this interview happen. Appreciated getting Ben on, and hopefully I know the listeners probably enjoyed it too. And everybody, stay cool. How hot today, Captain?
90.
Oh, Jesus. Do we have any break coming, or are we just into summer now? No more rain ever again.
We'll get into the mid-80s next week.
Will we ever have rain again?
No. Pat, before we go, why don't you tell the story that you told on break about Ava Hayden?
Oh, I had a gentleman at Hy-Vee came up to me, and he's a listener, and he just said he was on a plane flight with Ava coming back to Iowa City. I can't remember where he said, maybe from Vegas or something. And he said that he told Ava that he listened to the interview, really enjoyed it. And she said she really enjoyed it and had never been asked, you know. She goes, I was so surprised they asked me about Phelan Kinnick and asked me about music. And I thought it was kind of neat. And I get stuff, people come up to me all the time at Hy-Vee and say, man, I love the show, love listening. And they thank us for having these guests on. And
I get that too.
It's been a neat addition. And I appreciate Iowa Meet helping us with this because, you know, it's not easy scheduling these athletes into our time frame.
They're busy.
They're busy, but they make it work, and I appreciate the head coaches giving us time. And but again, you know, I thought that was interesting. And then I also had somebody who walks the neighborhood, was walking his dog. He asked me about the squirrel, and I forgot what he meant. And then he was asking about the squirrel that I called in to tell you about.
Yeah.
And then he shared my disappointment in me not making the police report when other squirrel calls have. And we're both wondering if there's maybe some type of discrimination going on.
All I know is I got a message yesterday after the squirrel here knocked out the power for part of
for
the town.
4,000 people.
Yeah. And said, it's people like you that keep these things alive.
Well, it's
and
not,
then a smiley face. Wow.
Isn't it against the law to go out and just kill squirrels? Or isn't it?
Yeah, you can't shoot.
You can't
well,
shoot.
In
town you can't.
A neighbor, a couple doors down, was shooting squirrels, killing squirrels in the neighborhood.
I remember that. And he got arrested, didn't he? Well, didn't he shoot somebody across the street?
It hit a
Did
service
they die?
Man. No, but
they were seriously injured.
Seriously
and
injured.
He went to jail, didn't he?
No.
Oh, he didn't?
Not at all.
I mean, it was an accident, but he was doing something that was wrong anyway.
No, he got an $800 fine.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I got to run, guys. And thanks again for Coach McCollum for coming on.
Yep.
Everybody have a good day.
Yep. All right. Hawkfanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.